And speaking of on time, Mr. Webb Wilder. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Martin?
I'm doing fine, man. Doing fine. Just up here trying to keep the station on the air tonight, you know?
How many years you been doing it?
20, going on 22 years now here. Yeah, so
man.
I'm getting a little better at it by the grace of God. Yeah, man.
Well, you know, you're a rock star, you're a hillbilly music star, you're a blues guitarist, you're a hero to us all, and we're just glad to call you our friend.
Oh, man, I'm glad you and I are friends. We've been friends for a long time, man.
Well, I've told you this before, but I'll tell the people out there. I never knew Greg because he's from Kentucky and I'm from Mississippi and whatnot. And I read about him in one of the guitar magazines. It turns out we're both big guitar nerds. And they described him as a guy who stands up and salutes at the mention of Gibson and Fender. I said, that's the guy I need to meet.
And we did.
Yeah, we did. And we've been talking about the same stuff ever since.
Matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, you and I had a little fun, didn't we, down at Carter Music?
We had more fun than the law allows, man. And if people want to see the little snippet of video, it's out there on the internet. I know it's on Carter Vintage Guitars Instagram, and it's probably on the webwilder.official Facebook page. But yeah, we were playing some old guitars and playing the blues, man.
Oh yeah, man, it was a blast. And again, thank you for coming down and doing that. And I understand you're going to get to play the Burst again here pretty soon, I believe. You know?
Yeah, you know, we're first of all, we're very excited that we're coming to the Capitol Theater in Bowling Green this Friday, right?
Oh yes, yes, absolutely, yes.
And that's the Winterfest series. We're honored to be part of it. We used to do some of the Webfest things at the Capitol and love that venue and love Bowling Green and D93, and it's admission free to the public, so you can't beat that. It's an early show. I think it starts at 7, but yes, in answer to your question, we're playing here in Nashville at City Winery on Sunday, March 5th,
yeah.
And Richard Head is the guy that owns this old Gibson Les Paul Standard that has come to be known. Folks don't know about this. It's come to be known as the Blessing Burst.
Right.
And these guitars are worth so much now that he could sell it and buy a yacht and sail off into the sunset.
That's
but he
right.
wants to give the money to charity. He wants to have, I don't know why he wants me to play it. He's had real celebrities play it and real players like Greg, but at any rate, it's a great sounding guitar, too.
It is.
As you'll hear when you hear Greg play it. And, He's driving the price up so for good cause. He wants to get the money to an organization, correct me if I'm wrong, called Homes for Our Troops.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a great cause, and we're very, very honored that he asked us to do it. And we got some other friends that are going to do it. We were hoping him and JD Simo can hook up, and I'm going to hook him up with Phil Kagi. And of course, you're going to get to play it again. But anyway, this Friday night, man, tell me what's going to happen, man. Are you going to be? Is it going to be electric mayhem? Is it going to be? What's going to happen, man? Is it, spaceships going to land? Come on.
Well, yeah, and when I play guitar, it is mayhem. I'm gonna come as a trio with the great Dave Jakes, who played with John Prine and many other people, but he played with Prine for years on bass, and the great Marshall Richardson on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we'd love for you to come down. I know you're busy and you're not there, but if you could, that'd be great. And you know, play stuff from the quote Webb Wilder catalog unquote. We'll have a bunch of merchandise there and everything. And, you know, we put the latest record out during the pandemic, so we didn't really get to go out and brag on it.
First
record we've offered on vinyl in years called Night Without Love. And that's just what it's going to be. Plug in and play and sing, man.
Well, I'm gonna give you a call Wednesday. I'll see what I can work out on Friday. I think there's maybe a way to do this and make it work. You know, we talked about this briefly.
I understand either way. Certainly love to have you.
Oh, and hey, it's a great thing, and I know D93 is way behind it. Do you have what time does the show start? Do you know? I don't have it in front of me.
7. I've been told that it's 7.
Let's see. I'm looking right. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, yes. I believe it is 7 o'clock. So yeah, it is this Friday. buddy. Well, I know you're going to have a big old time up there. And
always do at Bowling Green. Oh. And I'm not just saying, as you know, Bowling Green's special in its own right, and it's always been really good to me. And D93 is so unique, you know, in this world of corporate owned everything and playlists and all this. Locally owned, play what they want to play, and
yes,
they've treated so great. And you know, where else do they have Greg Martin every week on the radio?
Man, well, this is my Pat. I just love doing this, man. It's a labor of love. You and I grew up on AM radio, and we would pull in these stations, and we'd, you know, deep in the night, and I thought, hey man, you do radio. You are the radio guy. You're way better than I am. But the thing is, we love radio because we grew up on AM on the,
yeah,
you know, and pulling those stations. Of course, you growing up in Mississippi, me in Kentucky, there's not a whole lot of difference, man. You know,
so great. You know, we have the sort of the legend of FM rock, which was really cool for like when extended songs and 20-minute songs came out and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
prior to that, the 2 to 4 years prior to that, well, from the Beatles forward, prior to FM, you know, AM was so eclectic and so exploding with variety. That's really what, and think about it, the Kentucky Headhunters, a rock band from the South, who's not afraid to be country and had success in country. Well, I think in part that's due to the uniqueness and the talent of the band,
but it's
also due to how we grew up. I mean, Johnny Cash and Buck Owens crossed over to the same radio format that were playing Dylan, the Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks, everything else.
Right. Well, there's a lot of different elements in our sound, you know, and we grew up, you know, the little AM stations we heard, of course, we heard WLAC. I was talking to Doug Gray a while ago, and he grew up on listening to WLAC out of Nashville, which I'm sure you heard WLAC, you know, Big John R. and Hoss Man. But we also heard these little AM stations that would mix Johnny Cash, and they would mix it with Iron Butterfly. You know, then they might play Bobby Sherman. I don't know.
It's Tiger by the Tail. Buck Owens crossed over pop, you know. So it was top 40, I'm pretty sure. And
he
Johnny
did.
Cash with Understanding Man and all that. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the rock station in Louisville, which was WKLO that I listened to, they played Welfare Line by Buck Owens on the rock station up there. So you're right. You're correct, you know. It was. Well, Webster, I'll tell you what I've got to do, buddy. I'm gonna play a track by you, but you're gonna be up here Friday night. I've just got 20 minutes to do the show here. But let's do this again. Or you come up here and visit me, and you can bring a pile of records, and you can program it one Monday and say, "This is what I want to make you play tonight." Well, it'll be an honor.
Well, we did. I'd love to do it again. It was
We need to do it again, and we are. You know, we're getting ready to get busier, but I don't think it's going to be so crazy I won't be here. But I'm going to see you Friday night, and I'll give you a holler on Wednesday, and we'll firm up our plan. And I'm going to play Human Cannonball. Anything you want to say about this?
Well, it's a unique song. It was written by my old buddy Bobby Fields, who I grew up with, who when I was a kid was the wildest drummer in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and turned out to be a great songwriter and producer. And we recorded it for the Island label album, Hybrid Vigor, in 89. Now, there is a really good live version, too, that he also that's on an album called Born to Be Wilder. I don't know which version you have there.
Hybrid Vigor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, it's about a circus entertainer. It's a unique standalone novelty song, and I don't know what else. So there's a video for it that we shot in New York at the site of the old New York World's Fairgrounds.
Is it so? What year was this actually? What year did this come out right here? This is one Brian plays all the time up here. I hear this all the time. This is one they get lots of requests for up here. You know, that there's some great ones you've got. I've, you know.
Tough It Out a more successful single, and that came from an album called Doodad. But people really remember Human Cannonball. It's just such a unique song.
Exactly. Well, we're going to play it right now, and I'll give you a holler on Wednesday, okay?
Thanks so much, Greg, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. We'll do it longer next time, but you will be here at the Capitol Theater this coming Friday night, 7 o'clock. All right?
Our Winterfest series, yes.
All right, buddy. God bless you, and here it is, Human Cannonball.
Thanks.
Tell your jacket really gets me off. I live in a tent with the world's strongest man. When I met the mother, like it broke my hand. My baby, she's a lady in the high wire act. When I'm feeling tense, she walks on my back. Now the day's okay, the benefits are great. I get to shoot the bull with the world's smartest tape. I'm the human cannonball. A human cannonball, y'all. Well, I'm a hot shot, I'm a cool breeze. Underneath the big top, I'm the big cheese. I lay it on the line, let it all hang. Where I go, least I know, I go with a bang. I reckon I'm living every kid's dream. It's a buzz, it's a gas, it's a real scream.
At home. Have a snow cone and enjoy the show.
They put me on the cover of the USA Today. Tell the world what the human cannonball got to say. On the Carson Show, he said, HC, what you do, you got to be right out of your tree. Well, it's a little risky, but I'm my own boss. I got to tell you, John, it really gets me off. I'm the human cannonball. Yeah.
Bob Wilder from Hybrid Vigor, Human Cannonball. And, well, we'll be here at the Capitol Theater this Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll check that out.